Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 29th day of May, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Excuse me. It is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 71 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and pretty nice day. I was out there a while ago. There wasn't no chemtrails yet, but I ain't saying there won't be. But other than that, not a bad day. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Ron Paul says, Republicans and Democrats teaming up for federal gun confiscation bill. Whoo, don't that sound like fun? And we're going to get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Ron Paul says Republicans and Democrats are teaming up for a federal gun confiscation bill. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by People for Life and Freedom for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. In an email Tuesday night, former congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul released an ominous statement claiming that a source they have in the Senate revealed Democrats are teaming up with Republicans to push through a massive gun control bill. According to their source, as Paul explained, Senators Marco Rubio, Republican Florida, and Lindsey Graham, Republican South Carolina, are teaming up with Dianne Feinstein, Democrat California, to ram through one of the worst nationwide gun confiscation schemes ever devised. Wow. I guess if we let them. And I mean, if we don't talk about the Bill of Rights, I mean, talk about any goddamn thing but the Bill of Rights. Because... hey, that's the answer. From the meter maid to the president, from your local government to the goddamn federal level where the tyranny that is being inflicted upon you, the answer is the Bill of Rights. The gun confiscation bill, according to Paul, is designed to disarm Americans without due process of law. Wow, what a thought. What a thought. I mean, you mean they're after due process, Ron? Really? What are you going to do about it? What, your son's in the Senate, isn't he? He could file a lawsuit, couldn't he? The senators are using the recent tragic shooting in Texas as the impetus behind the law, in spite of the fact that the law would not have prevented the shooting at all. That's the argument. It wouldn't have prevented the shooting. That's the argument. Not that it's you cannot do it. You do not have the authority to try to do it as an act of insurrection against and sedition against the people. But no, the argument here is it wouldn't have stopped it. If it would, it would be okay to do it then. As the Free Thought Project has previously reported, some states have already begun implementing laws like this one. Using mass shootings as their ammunition, states have enacted red flag or risk protection laws, which allow police to confiscate a person's weapons before they are given a chance to defend themselves. Well, I got news for you. Police cannot confiscate your weapons. Nobody can confiscate any of your property. Well, that would be that Bill of Rights thing again, and we really don't want to talk about that because, man, if you really got down to brass tacks, you'd have to fight a goddamn war, wouldn't you? If you admitted what's going on and admitted the severity of the situation, there would be no other choice, but that's why we got to keep it out. I mean, don't say it. Just don't say it. In both of the gun confiscation cases reported by, TFTP, neither of the two men were suspected of committing a crime, nor had they committed a crime. Well, I guess they can just do that then, can't they? I mean, if you're just going to, well, don't talk about the Bill of Rights. I don't want to talk about the Bill of Rights. It's too scary. Under the 5th and 14th Amendments, I love that. There's your 14th Amendment, people. Under your status as a goddamn citizen subject, you get. I mean, when you throw that in, you're done. The argument's over. They can do whatever they want to. You are a subject. When you invoke that 14th Amendment, you admit you're a subject. Under the 5th and 14th Amendments, due process clauses are in place to act as a safeguard from arbitrary denial of life, liberty, or property by the government outside the sanction of law. What's more, neither of the men were granted their Sixth Amendment right to be confronted with the witnesses against them. In both cases, simple orders under new laws were issued, arguably arbitrarily, which stripped these two men of their property. And you know, they can do that because they wrote it down on a piece of paper. And don't talk about the Bill of Rights, man. It's like I said, that ain't the answer. States' rights. What you got to do is get in those state statutes and get a hold of it, one of the ends of that piece of spaghetti and start tugging on it. That's where the answers lie, people. And by all means, get out there and vote because you can vote this shit away, you know, if you just go do it. God damn, why haven't we done that already? In spite of what officials and the media claim, when a person is stripped of their constitutional rights, temporarily without being given the chance to make their own case based on what... See, and you know, that here goes into the argument. The state can't do anything to you. They've never had the authority. The Fed, the state, your local government, none of them have ever had the authority. But we can't talk about that. That'd be the Bill of Rights again, wouldn't it? We can't... You know, I was thinking about it today, you know, all this bullshit... learning federal regulations for prisons and all this horse shit. You know, people, what would it be like if, everybody was on board, everybody claiming to be a patriot was on board, like Alex Jones, what it would be like if about 4 or 5 to 10 million people just went out and unregistered to vote, remove the consent movement. You think that, I mean, of all the shit out there people are trying to push, you know, this Rod Class and this administrative law bullshit and all this other shit, what do you think would have a greater effect? You know what? The people could say, well, they're just ignore it, and then they'll get, you know, vote in them Democrat communists with 2% of the vote and call it legal. Well, then I guess we're going to have to fight a fucking war, aren't we? Otherwise, what we're doing here is we're trying to pretend like there's some other way, and there isn't any other way. They have completely dismissed our Bill of Rights, people. Not that I should talk about the Bill of Rights, because, man, it's a scary subject. Because it comes down to killing and being killed. Chance to make their own case based on what can be entirely arbitrary accusations. This is the removal of due process. Duh. Fucking duh. So that makes it an insurrection in this country. Are you going to go all the way there, Paul? Or are you going to just sit there? Yeah, we violate the Constitution every day. God, it's wrong. It's just so wrong. I'm a congressman. I've been doing it for 34 years, and I know how goddamn wrong it is. But, you know, it removes the due process. I guess he's just gone, folks. Dang, maybe you should vote. Maybe you should give some more action, because this is what you do when you vote. You see, you're giving consent for this shit. You're giving consent for everything done to you at the local level, the county level, the state level, and the federal level. You're giving consent. Every time you sign that ballot, you're giving consent. And the sick part of it is there's just a handful of you out there giving consent for all of us, you dirty treasonous bastards. As Ron Paul explains, this removal of due process could soon be a federal law. Well, guess once it's a federal law, the son of a bitch is gone, huh? Man, it's, you know, it's a damnable shame that the people back in the colonies, you know, the at Lexington and Concord, you know, the king, he wrote it down on a piece of goddamn paper. We're going to, you need to give me all the guns and turn everything over. You're my goddamn plebes, my subjects. You are my slaves. And he wrote it down on a piece of paper, and it was goddamn, it's crown law. I mean, if it's crown law, I mean, why didn't the hell did, why didn't they just go along with it? Why? Under so-called red flags or risk protection orders, anti-gun family members, neighbors, or associates could have your guns taken away based on mere accusations. Oh, what, anonymous tip? Without any real due process or trial? Without any, I mean, the way they like the word is, without any real due process. The due process clauses are quite clear in the Bill of Rights. What has to be accomplished before you can come to bring me to answer or touch any of my goddamn property? There is no without any real due process. Because you're mealy-mouth around it, won't you, Ron Paul? You dirty, treasonous bastard. Traitor for 30 years in the goddamn Congress. Traitor. In secret court proceedings where only your accuser is present, judges could determine that you pose a significant danger to someone, including yourself. Oh, man, this is, well, again, you know, you can just sit here and keep ignoring it. I mean, when shit like this is coming out, this is an all-out assault. I mean, they've put the injunctions on the Bill of Rights. This is not operating and functioning for goddamn sure. But this is the coup de grace. This is where you go up and put the bullet in the back of the fucking head and end it. This is the coup de grace. This is the revealing. This is telling you, well, let's go on. Secret court proceedings, including yourself. Imagine your surprise when a heavily armed SWAT team arrives to seize your lawfully owned firearms. I love lawfully owned firearms. You playing the mouth game, aren't you, Ron, you dirty son of a bitch? Playing the, there ain't no such thing as an unlawfully owned firearm, you son of a bitch, and you know it. Traitor. It would then cost you tens of thousands of dollars in court costs. And I guess if you was a poor son of a bitch, your guns would just be gone, wouldn't they? Court costs in weeks or even months to try and convince the court they made a mistake. Oh, I'm guilty, and I'm going to go in there and try. I'm going to show them I'm innocent, and then they're going to give me my guns back. Boy, you know, it is a damnable shame that those people back in the colonies just didn't go for that king's order, huh? Instead, they went out and they, well, wait a minute. They had spines. They had balls. That's what it would take. And you know what? They put everything at risk, everything they had, including their lives, at risk. But hey, man, there's just a lot more to lose these days, you see. There's people have accumulated a lot of wealth, and man, really, to put up their wealth, it kind of reminds me of Braveheart. We've much to lose. That's rich nobles have much to lose by you peasants obtaining your rights through defiance of the English king. But we have much to lose, so we're so much more important than you. The air we breathe is more important than you, buddy. We're significant. To be clear, no one here is advocating for people to determined to be mentally unfit to be able to possess firearms. It depends on how you got that mentally unfit, you son of a bitch. I mean, this is like talking out of both sides of your mouth, or having a Jew's ass in one side of your mouth and the Constitution or the Bill of Rights in the other side of your mouth, sucking on both and trying to act like you're doing it with equal enthusiasm. To those who may be in favor of such laws, consider the following. There is no way to stop an estranged spouse from calling police repeatedly and telling them their ex is threatening to cause harm to others. While the man in Florida has his guns taken for being psychologically unfit, the man in Seattle simply open carried a pistol and looked out of a window, and his guns were taken because his neighbors thought it was strange. How far are you going? I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to push it, because there's never been no real intent. It will come down to each and every one of us as an individual. Do you have your guns? Do you have your ammunition? Do you have food stored so you can fight a goddamn battle? Because don't look to nobody. Don't look to the be no goddamn leaders out there. You are the leader of yourself. And it's going to be each individual fighting. This is the way it has to be. This is the way it has to be, because there's too many other considerations when you start trying to build a hierarchy in any kind of movement. To those who may be in favor of such laws, consider the following. This strange wise. While the man in Florida was guns taken for being psychologically unfit, the man in Seattle, and who's going to determine who's psychologically, you know, psychiatry is the biggest sham to ever exist on this planet. Just sit down, I mean, as a rational human being, and try to think that you can look inside somebody else's mind. I mean, you can judge characteristics. You can judge the actions that they're, that, you know, that a person might do. And you might configure, you might guess what they might be. But to think that you could actually look inside somebody's mind to the point of pre-crime, because that's what you're really talking about here. Something might happen, man, if you tried to sell this. I'm not talking to the founders, to the aristocrats, because they probably would have went for this shit right there at the get-go, right after the surrender of the British. They would have went for this shit right then and there, because it would have put them in more power over their fellow man, their fellow Americans. But if you'd have... Yes, go ahead.
This is hell.
Hey, brother, how's it going, man? I saw your cool pad.
I'm right here right now.
Cool.
And I don't do apparitions. But psychiatry. You know, they took it to the limit, and they, just like the commies do, they assume control of crap with their people, you know, and whatever, Jew, whatever, I don't care what you call it. Boot to the head, butt sock to the tooth.
Oh, that's the only answer. We have the lessons, like you were talking about, you know, the psychiatry scam with the communists. I mean, I've read books. I mean, when we were young, the movies, everything used to portray what went on over there in the old Soviet Union, didn't it? I mean, it showed the guy, you know, he might be talking to somebody in a fucking bread line 2 miles long, trying to get a loaf of bread or a pair of shoes, and talking, man, this is bullshit, you know. Next thing you know, he disappears. He disappears, and the next time you see him, he's doing the Thorazine shuffle. He's clear. They've completely blown his mind out with drugs, because, you know, when you start allowing this shit, letting somebody say, that guy thinks this, and that guy thinks that, and we can take action on what I think that guy thinks. Think about that. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're talking about thought control now, aren't we? So I think that person thinks this, therefore take his guns. That's what they're saying here. And, well, and as the great leader Donald Trump said, and we'll give him some due process later. Like, nobody understands. I mean, it's why it makes you wonder. Why are we the only ones talking about the Bill of Rights? It is front and center. It is at the heart of every issue that we're talking about. Nobody else is talking about it. The procedural due process, I mean, he brings up the fact you're going to lose, they're going to take your gun. The first place, the goddamn son of a bitch knows the state can't take your guns, period. They can't have that authority. Only another American national could, through following the procedures. And I don't even think they could take your gun. If it was strictly interpreted, the second article, even if you got chained to a tree chopping wood as a form of punishment or redress, you still get to keep your fucking gun. That's what I believe. But I mean, if, as for the, you know, the absolute law, and then, you know, the arguments that they'll try to make, you know, to mealy-mouth around the core subject being you can't touch them. First, there is no argument about, you know, having the right to due process as the state is taking your gun. Ron Paul, you son of a bitch. You know, the state has never had any authority to take anybody's guns, and never can if the Bill of Rights is enforced. But we can't talk about the Bill of Rights. We don't want to bring that up, man. That son of a bitch is dangerous. Can claim someone else. See, anyone at any time. Now, here we are. See, when they first started this, it was only going to be family members. Remember when we were talking about, yeah, bullshit. This is called opening the door. And, you know, like the governor of California saying, we better hold off. I mean, we're pushing this too, God. We're taking them too fast. They're going to notice that we're just at a mad dash to grab their guns. Go ahead.
I said moonbeam. Hey, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I am not a legal-abiding citizen.
I'm not a citizen whatsoever. Citizen.
Well, I'm not a citizen either. Yeah, sorry.
Get rid. Spit those words out. I'm an American national of this soil, and the only law I live by is that Bill of Rights. That's the only law I'm required to live by. I'm required by my people, and my people are required to live by it by me. Well, our rights are our rights, man. You go back and you look at the founding of this country. Don't forget about the goddamn hijacking of the uprising. Think about the uprising itself. The people came together and said, shh, they drew a line. Go ahead.
Oh, did they?
Go ahead.
Is it an echo or is there someone else?
That's
me.
That's you.
No, it's just the people in general accept this crap in little increments, but the few of us that won't, you know, it'll be like before. Some people, well, we got to stop them from assuming it. And I just want to mention real quick, and I'll get off, that by the grace of a brother of mine that has got a prolonged sentence in a penal colony, unlawful penal colony, I'll be using his camper. I'm not moved out here yet. And by the way, I only make $10 an hour, and I don't get overtime. But I get a lot of assets that I can build.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
Use. So it's all cool here, and so nobody thinking I got some cash to buy wood and crap like that. If I do, I gotta go eat macaroni and cheese, or I just bring butter, salt, and pepper, and eat something out here.
I'll tell you what's good, man. That I've been eating a lot of is they make those. You know how they used to make the cup of noodles? Only they make a big old thing of them, like they're and it's real hot. And God, yeah. Man, I tell you, I like them things, man. I mean, they're like $1 a piece, man, and that's a meal. It's amazing.
Yeah. You know what I just learned? Yeah. And there's a buttload of steamed nettles out there. You boil that up, butter, salt, and pepper.
Oh yeah, you can eat nettles. They're like good. They cure cancer. They cure cancer.
Well, maybe we'll pour some on some of this enemy force and occupation.
There you go. They are a cancer.
Anyway, I'm out. I'll be listening, but I'll be really noisy in a minute.
Okay.
Moving stuff around and crap. So I'm going to be busy and crap. And then I'm glad, though. I got to do this in 16 years. I'm going to be 70. I got to hustle it up.
Oh, man. I hear you. It reminds me, I was talking to an old friend of mine on the phone, and we grew up together. And he moved down to Arizona. I hadn't talked to him in years and years and years and years and years, but I got him on the phone, and his dad was a friend of my dad. My dad was long since passed. And I asked him, I said, your dad's still alive? And, I mean, this guy was one of the last real cowboys. I mean, not these bullshit people walking around with the boots, even the people that are working on the ranches. I mean, this guy is a guy that rode the planes and shit, I mean, for months at a time. And he goes, yeah. And I mean, just one of the funniest guys you ever would meet. And he told me, his dad told him, he said, that he got up to 80. He said he was going to start growing some marijuana plants and get a string of whores because he was going to try to make something out of himself.
hey, one last thing, because that reminded me of some old guy named Harlan making fun of some dude riding a horse that was all spiffy and clean with a black hat. And he said, I ain't never seen a cowboy that ain't got shit on him.
Well, back in the day, if you'll remember, it was probably in the 80s with Larry Mayhem. He was the big cowboy boy guy. We were down there in Arizona, and we was at old Charlie's house, and somebody was talking about the great cowboy, and old Charlie said, hell, he said, he ain't no goddamn cowboy. He's a rodeoer. He said he couldn't go out and bring one cow back. And it's the truth. The old cowboys are all gone, man, but, man, this guy, he was the real McCoy.
I never learned how to do that stuff until I learned in the place I'm leaving from. And one day I heard a little old lady going, help. And I was working on a vehicle, and I seen two, they were young bulls, but they, you know, they're a hell of a lot bigger than me. And they went cruising on the gravel road in front of me, and I just hauled ass around the neighbor's house and it went at them like a badger and got them back in there and got them pinned back up. And she said, thank you. I said, you're welcome, man. I got to go home and clean up my britches. Don't let them know you're scared of them. Don't ever let them know you're scared. And don't mess with them when they're drooling too much because they'll come and get you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a couple
of... They're hot. They're done.
There was a couple of fishing spots when I was young, man. You'd go out and, you know, the goddamn bulls would be out there and... It was a touch-and-go kind of thing, you know, keeping your distance and watching them, because the son of a bitches, they will hurt you if you ain't careful.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like I posted on there, there's a gate I opened up for that young bull, a little Lou, because they got Scottish Highlanders out here. They're not very tall on their back, but there's a bull out there, and I named him Lou. You know, because Lou's the guy that comes out when you don't pay your...
Big Lou.
And I open the gate and rush him in there, and he busts it right through the gate and the fence and everything. I'm like, you little prick.
Yeah. There's some gnarly critters.
I'm sorry, taking up your time. I'm glad you're back.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Good to hear you.
Good to hear from you. And I do love the pictures you sent. That looks like a real peaceful spot.
Yeah, the camera's all scratched up. You know, that's all I got is a flip phone right now. You can't do crap about it, and that's fine. And when I'm stuck with getting just a smartphone, I'm doing smoke signals, and I damn sure hope people can read inverted ones. Inverted smoke signals. All right, take care, you guys. Hey, all out there, love you guys.
All right, hey, we love you right back. All right, this is the exact scenario that Donald Trump advocated for in February. Yes, it was. And this is where anybody that doesn't think that they have to take those guns. I mean, they are taking this country. And we're going to hit an article after the break here, and we're going to, you know, these people that are, you know, the Spanish-speaking people are starting to get pissed and raising hell. And the madder the people get, the more the people realize it, the more the people are actually in the streets starting to make some noise, the more desperate they're going to be to get those goddamn guns, make no mistake about it. As Ron Paul explains, this is entirely unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. No, it's not unconstitutional. Your constitution is gone, buddy. It's been gone a whole long time. What it is a violation of the people's Bill of Rights, their natural rights, that the people shot the King of England out of this country to establish that they're going to have their goddamn rights, Ronnie. Fuck your I'm so sick of hearing this state constitution shit, these federal constitution shit. The guy who's running for governor, the guy we talked about, that Tater feller, that was running for governor of Michigan. You see that state constitution? He says we need to get clear rid of it and get a new one. Yeah, because it's breached clear out of existence. But you don't just get to go with your little building blocks for your own little cliques and start building things. You know, it's kind of like, you know, forming a government in the middle of an uprising. It just ain't going to work out. That being said, we'll be right back. We're at the bottom of the hour.
Send you
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was Audio Slave with Drown Me Slowly. And that's waterboarding, maybe. Anyway, I want to finish this article out with Mr. Ron Paul. You know, the 30 years in the Congress violating the Constitution, he said. We violate it every day. And but it goes on here. The words of the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution are so easy to grasp. Well, in the first place, it's not the words to the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. The Second Amendment to the United States Constitution was about lawsuits between states. It is the second article to the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment to the original Constitution. But at any rate, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. He's got a quotation mark around that and a period. There were no asterisks and no footnotes. There are no sentences that follow which start with the words unless or however. The right to defend your life and property shall not be infringed by the government, period. Oh, really? Well, what if they're doing it? They have done it in spades already, Mr. Paul. While you were a sitting congressman, they violated that second article all over the goddamn place. What did you do about it as a sitting congressman? Did you call the sergeant in arms and start having people arrested? Did you call for the people to rise up and defend the Bill of Rights? No, you didn't. No, vote. That's what you want to do, is go out and acquiesce. We go out and give consent for more of it. I mean, I think about this all the time, and I think about everybody's, you know, the directions they're looking at. They're looking for answers, something to do to make a difference. The simplest things, unregistered vote, how would it be? If the remove the consent movement was to happen, and by the millions, people, unregistered vote, they could ignore it if it was a little bit, but when it got to be millions, they could not ignore it. And then if they wanted to go ahead, they would, I mean, it would be plain and simple. I mean, the argument here is if you don't go out and vote for the Republicans and the Democrats, if you don't go out and vote for the Republican traitors, then the Democrat traitors are going to be in there, and God's worse. No, it ain't. Even if they want to try it with, you know, 6 or 8% of the goddamn populace and call that consent, well, I guess it would be pretty clear to everybody what the goddamn story was. And maybe we could actually, I don't know. Maybe we could, you know, rise up and re-implement our Bill of Rights to remove the shit, to remove all the illegal contracts across the board and start over. Can't do that. No, we got to have an apparatus in place that makes me above you. That's all there is to it. Or else why even go ahead? And the reality here is there's no intent to go ahead. The intent is to just keep playing the game. And if we can take the bureaucracy back over, then we can institute any kind of tyranny we want on you. Wouldn't that be sweet? We don't need that Bill of Rights. We never have, people. But it is getting out there. And I've told you, people, before this thing ever happens, it will be on the streets. It will be on the streets to the point of people are beating the hell out of each other on the streets. Spanish, not English, is the most all-American language and has been for centuries. Oh, this is goddamn Spain. I mean, we're going to look at their arguments here and laugh at them and ridicule them and show them for the bullshit they are. This is from NBC News. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Is it dangerous to speak Spanish in public in Trump's America? Jesus. I don't know. You go anywhere, you go and climb a fosse, that's on the goddamn hell you hear. Unless it's a little Mandarin Chinese to take the edge off. Well, just this month, we've seen a lawyer threaten to call ICE after he overheard people in a restaurant in Manhattan speak Spanish. Good. We're sick of this shit. And a Border Patrol agent in Montana detained two Mexican-American women for 40 minutes because he heard the bilingual women chatting in Espanol, because the language is very unheard of up here, according to La Migra Man. There are so many more examples. There was the Kentucky woman at a JCPenney's in Louisville who screamed, "Go back to wherever the fuck you come from," to two Latinos. You see, they're Latinos. And this is their country. You've been in it wrongly for all these centuries, and you gotta go. You just gotta go. You go back and swim in the ocean. I mean, they're going to be you people who think that these son of a bitches are just going to walk out of here because they're told to. You better get your goddamn guns oiled. You better have your ammo ready. You better be ready to fight because they're here. They're in the honey hole. They're in the honey hole and they know it. I mean, and like I said, this ain't the first time we beat people out of this goddamn country, and it won't be the last. But right now, I mean, under this lie we're living, where our bill, I mean, it shouldn't be that we have to be playing these games. The bottom line here is, and this is the bottom line, the Bill of Rights has been suspended. It has been removed. You do not have your rights. Asset forfeiture is a removal of your procedural due process rights. All of these goddamn laws, these gun laws, are infringements. They are absolute goddamn infringements on the second article. And these people invading your country who do not speak your language, I'm here to tell you, I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. Anywhere else around the world, they'd be like, these are invaders. We better shoot their asses. They're here to take what we have. And you know, the people that try to, you know, act like, well, they're just coming here for a better life or anything. Fuck them. Why do I owe them anything? Tell me that. My ancestors in this country, like I said, I can trace my first European, well, actually on the other side, it was even in the 1600s, but on my dad's side, my name, to 17 and 39. This country belongs to me. It's mine. Won in war. I mean, not just won in war, but I mean conquered through the work that the people had to do to get across this continent, to bring the resources to bear, to build homes, the dams, every goddamn thing that has been done by the American nationals across this country. It belongs to us, people. It's our country. And for these son of a bitches to come, I mean, even you look at Texas, man, if you've ever read about Texas, you know what I'm talking about. They tried to get people to settle Texas. First, the goddamn Spanish tried to get people to settle Texas. The French tried to get people to settle Texas. It was too goddamn tough. It was a rough goddamn place. All of these, I mean, these places where it was in the wilds, you know, it had to be somebody who could go out in the wilds and do it. Somebody with the grit to do it. And it was people from Tennessee, from Virginia, who came out and settled Texas, and settled California, and settled Arizona and New Mexico. They were the toughest of the tough. You see, these other people, like when the Spanish came through, you know, they built their churches all through there, and they had their padres there with the slave populations digging the gold and silver out of the mines, and they had them an operation going, but man, they couldn't hang. Man, the Indians killed them out of there. You're good for the Indians. But the thing is, they couldn't do it. Finally, some people came along with the moxie to do it, and they conquered the whole goddamn place. They made it theirs. Anyway, and you know, it's not like they try to act like, you know, this conquest. You came into, no, it was some place. It was hard life. It was a hard thing to do. It took people with goddamn, like, strength, backbone, to settle these goddamn wild places, just like it did the rest of the United States. It was Americans that did it. American nationals, we got every blood around the planet in us. And because of the challenge, and what it was the offer of freedom. It was the freedom what did it. The lie of freedom, admittedly. But it was the notion that you could go out and just be left to hell alone. It was hard work, man. You're going to hack your goddamn life out of that wilderness. You're going to bust your ass. You're going to die young. But when you get done, whatever's yours, you get to pass on to your children, and they get to do it too. That's what motivated people to come out across this continent. And as soon as the people had made it to the West Coast and all the resources were brought to bear, they didn't need us anymore, you see. They didn't need the kind of people. In fact, we became a problem because we were the kind of people that conquered. We're not the kind of people to be conquered. We're the kind of people that conquer, and they frickin' know it. That's why they got to get those guns away from you. I mean, this ain't like dealing with the Russians. The Russians had lived under the Tsar. I mean, when they finally rose up against the Tsar, every time they turned something over, it was looked to new royalty to rule them. It was until the communists came along. And then, I mean, this idea that communism is some kind of special thing, it is the most vile, deceitful fraud to ever be perpetrated on the planet. It is bullshit. It allows the weakest of the weak to elevate straight to the top through duplicity and then use mammon, money, resources, wealth, to manipulate the rest of the population into keeping the rest of the population under control. And it's really what they're doing in this country when we talk about the 75%. 75% of the people in this country would brush this shit off if they knew how. That's why we aren't allowed to get out. You know, that's why this broadcast is, I mean, squeezed. I mean, algorithms that other people have never even seen yet. They come here first to make sure that this isn't her, because those 75% of the people, I mean, hell, if it's a goddamn fight, we're Americans. We'll go, all right, let's get this shit done. Let's do it. I want to get back to living. And they know that. And it's always been a matter of keeping that 75% under control, because, I mean, they'll tell you only 25% of the population comes out and acquiesces to this shit and participates in it. Everybody else, I mean, we're participating in it out here in the degree that we have to eat and have a roof over our head. We have to try to make our way in this and what should be a paradise for us, because it was won by our forefathers. It was won for us. It is our inheritance. It is our estate. But we're out here, and I talk to people all over the place. I really do, in all walks of life, and everybody's the same. I mean, they're pissed. They're pissed because, God damn it, this is a no-brainer. That this needs to be fixed. I mean, it's like that guy, we talked about it before. We called it like a sewer. It's that damn plugged up sewer, that nasty ass sewer. And now it's backed up clear into the bathroom. The whole house smells like shit. There's nowhere to go take a dump. And everybody's sitting around, oh man, goddamn. Why can't we get somebody to stand up and go, all right, guys, come on, let's go clean the goddamn sewer up. Well, because, I mean, there's people out there that got other ideas. They got another house to live in, and their sewer half ass works. Their house only half smells like shit. They got it better than you. So to go out, I mean, to take care of the problem, you got to clean all the shit out, not just a little bit of the shit, so that their shit drains into the thing and your shit backs up. You got to get all that shit out of there, because it's piled up and it's way past time. So sooner or later, somebody has, I mean, usually it'd be two or three, four or five. Yes, everybody gets up and goes, we can't live in this shit no more. Let's get out there and dig that bastard up, clear it out, and get the goddamn shit flowing out of here. And that's, I mean, this is what we're looking at here. I mean, this is the people out there agree across the board. This ain't it, buddy. And but I mean, if it was just what's supposed to be the Patriot Movement was coming out and said, it's the Bill of Rights. It's just that goddamn bill. Forget everything else. It's that Bill of Rights. And try to tell yourself it has not been removed. Asset forfeiture. Is that due process of the law? Is that government coming and taking anything from you is a violation of the 9th article. We all know that. It says that there can be no such authority that allows the property to be taken any other way than through that due process procedures in that Bill of Rights. But, I mean, no, there's got to, let's go look at the state spaghetti ball and start playing with it. That should get us through enough years for people like me to die out, so that you don't have to worry about the people who would really fix this shit for everybody. Because I'm here to tell you people something. The people that have got shit out there are the people that have compromised. They have compromised. They know they have compromised. They know that on a level playing field, but, you know, this is what gets me. They know on a level playing field that there's people that are operating beneath them for the simple reason that they didn't go along with this shit. They're smarter than they are. They've got more ambition. They're more aptitude. And they know it. And they know on a playing field, that person's going to rise above me without this artificial freaking cabal in this country. One of the cabals, you know, the cliques and the dirty church cabal, the Masons, all of these secret societies and shit. Without them, that son of a bitch, he would rise above me. Can't have it. But what they don't realize, I mean, and this is the truth, and maybe they realize it, that it, no matter what happens, what you got now is nothing to what's being stolen from you. You will keep this position of having less than you actually have a right to have as a part of your inheritance, just to make sure that I can't compete with you and rise above you. This is it's been through the churches, this whole notion that I'm greater than thou, this whole thing we were talking about with psychiatry. I know them people's mind. I know that person. I know how that person should live. I know what we're going to have to do to keep those people down there in control, because I fear those people. Those people are down there, and I'm up here because I'm a member of a secret society. I understand that. It's artificial. It isn't real. It isn't natural. And in a natural environment, which the Bill of Rights dictates, it has to be natural and from natural law and a natural leveling of the field, that person is going to rise above me. I cannot have that. I'd rather have this lie. But that's what it is. People would rather live the lie. It's like we went over through this Memorial Day weekend, you know, and we had some stuff we put up on the site, and the one guy coming up there talking about how, you know, you owe us me for defeat because you have right and liberty. You can go walk in the grass because of me. Bullshit. Bullshit and reality screams bullshit. Nuh-uh. That ain't true. That ain't what you did, buddy. What you did is you went over to another person's country, beat them down, killed women and children so that the Jews could have their resources. That's the facts. That's the reality. That's right before our eyes. But I mean, it's like the political correctness shit that they tried, you know, for so many years it was pushed and it got to the point where everybody, and you had a whole alphabet of words you couldn't say. You know what I'm getting at here? Okay, and then you get to this thing, you turn and criticize, you know, say, hey, man, this military ain't mine. It's operating outside the Constitution. It's operating for a one-world government that can't exist, that cannot have any sway in my sovereign country here. The Constitution separates the people and with the Bill of Rights, but it separates us from every other country. It's called sovereignty, national sovereignty. And you can't have that and still have this United Nations army that you're paying for going all over the world, oppressing people. I mean, this is a goddamn empire going under the control of Zion. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, I got into it with a knucklehead like that, you know. I'm like, oh, well, man, I'm here to protect your freedom and your liberty. I said, man, you don't do anything. I told him exactly what you just said. You go around the world killing other people for these Khazars, and you just stealing folks' natural resources. I said, if we're so free, how come I can't even ride around without a seatbelt, without a revenue generator trying to give me a ticket? I said, you want to fight for freedom for real? I said, go to Washington, D.C. and start blowing them up. That's where you go if you want to fight for freedom.
Oh, you're damn right. Well, you know, we could sit here for hours and go over it. Kelly Thomas, James Boyd, Michael Gardner, Marion Curie. You know, I went over some of them in a piece I put up this weekend. I mean, and just the atrocities. Just sit here and play those things, you son of a bitch. Play Kelly Thomas being beat to death and the son of a bitches that did it walking away. Play James Boyd being shot in the back. And you know, on the side of a hill, a homeless man. And play that. And play Eric Garner being choked to death on a sidewalk for selling cigarettes. Play that and then turn around and tell me I got freedom because of you, you son of a bitch. Play the burning of the children at the Branch Davidians, you know, there in Waco, Texas. Play that. Play that and tell me about my freedom that you got for me. You arrogant, know-nothing son of a bitch. These son of a bitches come up there by the hordes. They raise their right hand and swear to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So help me God, and they don't even know what the son of a bitch says. In the time when this country when the uprising happened in 1775, we were the smartest people on the planet, the best educated people on the planet. And for somebody to actually take an oath back in them days to raise their hand, put their hand, one left hand on the Bible, raise their right hand and swear an oath, I guarantee goddamn to you, they knew what they was swearing to. It ain't like today. You just go up and repeat after me. And they put their hand on the Bible and they raise their hand and they repeat after them. They don't even know what they said. Let alone you're going to take on the responsibility of somebody who's going to hold a gun. First place, you're a standing army that can't exist. But you still, even at that, you're taking an oath where you're going to take a gun and you're going to follow orders to shoot people to fulfill an oath. And you don't even know what that oath says. You do not even know what those documents say. This is the sickness of it, people, and it is an instituted lie. And the lies across the board, the lie of the vote, the lie of all the lies. I mean, all of these lies serve. I would have never dreamed that I would be hated like I am hated by people calling themselves patriots for just telling the truth. They won't come and tell you you're not telling the truth and show you where you're wrong or show you facts that show you, because we lay out the facts here. We just lay out the facts. This is the facts, and this is the truth. It has to be the truth. Logic dictates it is the truth. Fuck you! God damn you, you son of a bitch! That's what you get for telling the truth. And, I mean, especially when it comes down to things like the Bill of Rights. My God! This is supposed to be United States of America. You know, the land of the free, home of the brave. And when they play the national anthem, you stand up with tears in your eyes and hold your heart because it says, God, this is the roots of it. and to talk about the Bill of Rights like we do. I mean, you're pissing people off that call themselves patriots, and they're pissing me off because I have to tell them that you're not a patriot. You cannot be. It's not me. It's not me, my personal opinion, or me thinking I can read your mind. It is your actions dictate that you're not following it, man. I'll tell you, as a people, when that Bill of Rights was removed, that's when everybody picks up a gun and goes, no fucking way. Period. No, we don't want to hear about states' rights. We don't want to hear about any kind of goddamn legislated law or any kind of bullshit. We don't give a fuck about none of it. Get it out of our face. We're here to talk about the Bill of fucking Rights. Without it, we're nothing. Without it, we're not free men. We are not free people. We are goddamn property. Period. And right now, as far as this goddamn apparatus, this foreign occupation that these people want to go run these elections and be a part of to change it, you are a slave. Your rights are removed. There's no other issue. We shouldn't be talking about anything else but that Bill of Rights. People, they have removed our Bill of Rights. This isn't rocket science. This is, I mean, they can talk about, well, the Revolutionary War, taxation without ribs. Fuck you. I know what that war was about. It was about rights. It was the people rising up and saying, we are not going to be subjects to a crown. We're not going to be, and then, you know, put that notion in your head. We're not going to be subjects to a crown, then go to the 14th Amendment after the phony-ass Civil War, which was actually put there so they could rewrite it, and they rewrite it, and there you are, a subject. People. And then they'll tell you, well, just some people can't get caught up to that. If fucking five, what do you need to be caught up? I'll ask you, is the Bill of Rights being dismissed completely? And you try to say, well, I don't know. Asset forfeiture. Is it being dismissed completely? Well, I don't want to think about it. And that's bad enough. But then you have the people making excuses for the cowardice. Oh, they're just not far along as you are. They can't read and write. They hold positions. They have money. You don't have no goddamn money. I mean, they're making money. They run businesses and shit, and they got all kinds of goddamn money. But they just ain't caught up as you see. No, what it is that they're benefiting. They have found their niche in the goddamn cliques, in the secret societies. They found their niche. They found out the comfort spot, and they don't want to let it go. Not so that the people can have rights, and they would actually have to compete with people they know are smarter than they are. That would really suck, wouldn't it? But that's where we're at today. That's why it has to come down to each individual. Each one. I mean, there's plenty of us. I mean, it sucks, Wang Doodle. It has to go this way, but we can do it if every one of us. I tell you, man, when they come at us, if every one of us. I mean, you take a couple with you. They don't have the numbers. They just don't have them. Take 10 of them with you. Take 20 of them with you. However many you can take, I guarantee you, if every one of you does that, we win. We win straight up, and then when we're at the point of winning and they come up, well, we got a real good idea here for states' rights, and we're going to do a Confederate. Boom! No, you're not. No, you're not. There's not going to be one goddamn decision made until this thing is settled. When I have my Bill of Rights back, when every American has their Bill of Rights back and they know their rights are absolute and enforced, then we'll talk about it. You don't get a start. I mean, it's the same shit over and over again. We're going to form a new government at the beginning of the goddamn uprising. This is exactly what they did. And boy, that worked out well, didn't it? Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, keep being loud. Because, I mean, where these people are starting to scream out like this Spanish, not English shit, people are starting to get sick of this shit. And you should get sicker because it doesn't start until it's happening in the streets already. We don't go to guns until there's going to be confrontation, believe me. And that is The Word from the Trenches.